Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I'm hoping you're having a very cute week this week. It is sunny outside today with no clouds in sight. So, I hope you guys are having a fantastic afternoon on this wonderful day in New York. And it's beautiful, it's bright out today, and I'm so excited to get this another two-parter started of Henry Danger, which I'm so excited for. And Drax is back. Ew, gross. But either way, it's going to be fun, it's going to be awesome, and I cannot wait to recap it. Also, if you don't know me, where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, just the HDU and the Henry Danger universe. Recap both of these lovely shows, so if you're having a bad day, this is the podcast for you, and I wanted to make your day a little bit better, because why not make put a huge smile on your face and just be happy, be yourself, and just have a good time, you know? And that's my job, so sit back, relax, enjoy this two-parter. It's going to be really, really awesome, so I cannot wait, and it's going to be fun. So, yeah. Okay, before we get started to this podcast, I would just like to say 120,000 of you have listened to this. You guys are nuts. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to every one of you who listened, who downloaded this. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So 120,000, let's go, 5,000 more to go. I'm pumped and I'm excited about it. So thank you so much. So yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified. New podcast goes up. So yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. As we all know, this week is my birthday. That's right, my birthday is tomorrow. I'm going to be turning 30 years old, which is so freaking insane. When I hit my 20s, I was like, it's not kind of a big deal. But when you hit your 30s, I'm like, holy shit, you only turn 30 even once. And it's so crazy to me, I'm turning 30 already. And this is my podcast dedicated not to me, but to you guys as well. And it's kind of a birthday podcast, as you like to say. And it's my 30th birthday after all, so happy birthday to me. And I'm so excited to be turning my 30th year around the sun. Let's go. And one of my favorite movies of all time is coming out this Friday and starring Harry Styles and Florence Pugh. It's called Don't Worry, Darling. That's right. If you love Harry Styles movies like I do, this is the movie for you. Harry Styles turns up the game in this movie, and oh my god, I love Harry Styles' acting, not only from his previous works like Dunkirk and Eternals. It's just like, this movie is gonna be freaking nuts. So if you're a fan of Harry Styles, and if I were you, get your tickets, because why not? I'm gonna be wearing my Harry Styles t-shirt, and I'm gonna see that dang movie, because Harry Styles is my guy. He's not just a musician, he's an actor, and he puts out good music, but he is an actor first. So make sure you go get your tickets for Don't Worry, Darling, which hits theaters this Friday. I think I'm gonna go get myself a birthday treat because of that movie. So, yeah, Harry Styles plus a movie, why not? So make sure you go and get your tickets this Friday, and I hope you like it. Yeah, okay, so I'm going to be recapping episode 5, season 4 of Henry Danger, Back to the Danger, Part 1. That's right. It's another two-parter of the show, and it involves Drex yet again. And he came back after, you know what happened with him and everything in between. But, yeah, this amazing two-parter is going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And I cannot wait to recap it for you guys. So, you might want to stay tuned to that shindig. Oh my god! Would you go and look at the time? I got to go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, again, thank you so much for the play, guys. I appreciate you. I love you. Keep up the good work. And, yeah, I love every single one of you. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you so much. So, yeah. Also, the segment's about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there. And I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 7, season 4 of Henry Danger, Back to the Danger, part 1. That's right, correction guys, it's episode 7, not 5, but that was my mistake. But, yeah, so this is the 7th episode of the 4th season, but it's a 2-parter, and this is part 1 of Back to the Danger, and I am so excited for this is because Drex is back, and he's going to cause a whole lot of chaos in this 2-parter, and you're going to understand why in this first part, because it's awesome, it's crazy, it's... They go back in time in the 1980s, which is so crazy, and I just cannot wait to recap this episode for you guys, but, yeah, so it's going to be awesome, it's going to be fun, and... Yeah, so I cannot wait to recap this episode, and it was my mistake that I said episode 5, but it's episode 7, my correction. But yeah, so I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I do, and it's going to be awesome, it's going to be fun, and I hope you guys like it as much as I do. So it's going to be awesome, it's cool, and yeah, let's go and get it. So yeah. Man fans, to parents who have kids who are man fans, should turn on the speaker or whatever device that you have, is because this episode is about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started. And, let's begin. And during this first part of the episode, there are other clips of Henry from previous episodes. You might recognize these lines from these few episodes, but here he goes. Henry said, previously on Henry Danger. The time trigger said, I'll just set my time machine. They break through the clock tower, and Captain Man said, hello, time trigger. And the reporter said, how could you have accidentally released one of the FBI's most dangerous criminals? Captain Man with Kid Danger and said, you. And Drex said, Drex. Cut just once. Why'd you just tell Henry that Drex used to be your sidekick? Cut to Ray with Henry and he said, Schwaz! Cut to Henry said, you had a sidekick before me? Cut to Drex with Captain Man and said, Drex, no! And then Trent overrode and said, and now, the viral video everyone's talking about. Cut to Drex on the video and said, Spanky, 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 bud. They... Cut to Henry and said, will you turn that off? Cut to Schwaz said, I'm ready to test the time machine. Cut to him throwing the frisbee and Charlie getting hit with the frisbee. Ah! And cut to Henry getting his superpower. Brute Chagra Krasu mokes up. Cut to Schwaz said, now we have to test you. Cut to him doing the rockets and Henry catching one of them. Cut to Charlie and said, it's your new superpower. It's your new power. And Schwaz says, you have super fast reflexes. Cut to Kid Danger finding Captain Man said, peekaboo. Him finding Drex. And cut to part hits Kid Danger spanking his butt. Spanky, spanky, spanker butt. Doo-da, doo-da. And cut to present day Henry watching a video back when he was a teenager spanking Drex's butt. And... there are scenes involved in this. There's the storage, the man cave, and the KLVY news. Henry's just in the storage unit watching him spank Drex's butt when he was a teenager. And Henry said, ah, yeah. And I still hate your face. They cut to him next to Drex. He was still frozen from that time. They cut to him and said, you hear that, Drex? Cut to Drex and cut to Henry and said, oh, wait, I forgot you can't talk or move. To Drex and cut to him laughing. Cut to Henry and said, which probably makes it kind of hard for you to dodge my spit wad. And he turns around quickly, puts the spit wad on Drex. Ha! And cut to him going to the man cave. Everybody's there. And... cut to the tube going down. Cut to Henry going down it. And the tube went back up. And Henry said, hey, what's up, guys? And cut to Charlotte and Henry, Ray, Timmy again said. And somehow we see, like, Schwaz running to him in the background for no reason. Do you guys know what time Dog Judge? And Schwaz said, ah, honey, it's about to start. And somehow he pushes Henry out of the way and he falls down. Someone turn on Dog Judge. Cut to Charlotte and Henry and Ray being confused. Schwartz turning around and hit himself on the couch. And he was like, oh. And cut to Ray and said, cut to Henry getting up. And cut to Ray and said, hey, give me those 8-volt batteries. Cut to Henry said, yeah, sure. Here. And cut to both of them. And cut to Charlotte said, what do you need 8-volt batteries for? Cut to Ray next to Henry and Charlotte said, for my vibrating soap. Charlotte's like, next to Henry and Ray said, but why you? Ugh, never mind. And cut to Ray being so mad. Next to Henry said, ah, doggone it. Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, sup. Cut to Ray and said, next to Henry said, these are 7-volt batteries. These will make soap vibrate. And cut to Henry being confused. Said, sorry, I thought you were. And he got cut off by Ray going to the walkie-talkie, talking to Jasper and said, Jasper, are you upstairs? Cut to Jasper on the walkie and said, yes, sir. To Ray, sitting down, said, since Henry hates me and wants myself to be perfectly still. Cut to Henry being so irritated and said, soap doesn't need to move. Cut to Ray, said, will you please go down to storage facility J and give me a pack of 8-volt batteries? And cut to Henry being so annoying, mocking him. Cut to all of them going to Henry going towards the couch. Jasper on the walkie said, aye, aye, Captain. Cut to Ray being embarrassed, and he cuts to Tuggy and said, why you gotta have to be an embarrassment? Cut to him going out of the walkie-talkie. Cut to Charlotte, Schwaz, and Henry in the couch. And Charlotte said, ooh, look, dog judge. Cut to said, yeah, baby. Charlotte said, I love dog judge. Cut to Henry going towards them, trying to Henry on the hip with his own foot. Henry said, all right, watch your head. He said, what are you doing? Ray said, your head's in the way. Move your head. He said, do you know how to sit down in a chair? Ray said, do you know how to move your head? I cut to the TV. And the theme song plays, who's the dog that can fetch a bone called Justice, man? Roar! Cut to all of them on the chair and said, that's a good boy. I cut to Henry and said, that's funny. So I said, ha, 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 ha. I cut down to the storage facility. The tube goes down. Jasper goes down. The tube goes back up and he goes to the facility. And Jasper's like, okay, 8-volt batteries. Now, where will you be? He goes around the facility. You see a can of spray thing, which is like Looney Whiz, which is like the spray thing in our world. It's like, ooh, Looney Whiz. And it goes to Drex and he gets scared. Ah! I cut to him looking at Drex and said, hey, Drex. I cut to him going to Funny Face and said, wah, ha, ha. And somehow he's Looney Whizzed all over Drex's pants from the silly string. And he looks at the pants and looked at him and said, now your pants are loony. He said, and whizzed. And cut back to the man cave while they were watching Dog Judge. There is no way that my client goes to the news voiceover on the TV said, we dropped this program for breaking news. So cuts all the men. Charles like, what? Ray's like, no. And cut to the news. Tread Overrider said, hi, I'm Tread Overrider. Mary is out sick today. It's Mary Gaberman next to him. He said, I'm right here. Cut to Tread Overrider said, breaking news. The Swellview clock tower is 10 seconds fast, since it's impossible to judge the clock. Cut to all of them being confused and cut back to the news thing. Vice Mayor Willard has decided to shut down the power to Swellview for exactly 10 seconds and then turn it back on. And cut to Mary Gaberman said, wow, TikTok about a great idea. Cut to Charlotte next to Swan said, They're shutting down the power to the whole city. And cut to Henry next to Ray being irritated and said, we live in this city. Cut to all of them and said, now, we have to give you plenty of warning before the power goes out, but what? And the power goes out for 10 seconds. And the man cave and the storage facility. And Jasper said, what happened to the light? And cut to Henry in the dark. He said, what's touching my neck? Cut to Schwaz behind him, scaring him. And Henry said, Schwaz! And cut to the power being coming back on of its storage facility. And somehow when Jasper was looking for Drex, he was gone. What? What? And he's like, And he turned to look at where Drex was, and he was gone. He's like, Drex, where'd you go? And where's my can of Looney Whiz? Like, somehow Drex was behind him with the can. And Drex said, boo. And Drex said, Cuts to him and Drex. Cuts to Jasper again. Say, hey, give me that back. Cuts to him cracking the newly wears can with his bare fist. This phone comes out. This orange thing stuff comes out. And he punches it to the ground. Cuts to Jasper and cuts to Drex. Said, next, your head. Cut to Jasper being so in shock. And cut to him looking down on the floor to think it was pee going down his pants. And the liquid tingles. Cut to Drex saying, ew, gross. Cut to Jasper and saying, no, don't worry, it's just... He cut to go into his pants and got this container of, like, juice of some kind. It's just apple juice. From my Lake Thermos. It always leaks. Like somehow cut to Drex, letting out on Jasper, and cut back to the man cave, and the computer beeping, and come to Ray going to man cave computer, with Schwaz as well, and Ray's noticed it. It's like, oh my god! Cut to Charlotte next to Henry and said, what? Cut to looking at the computer, and the facility was down. Where Drex was, and cut to Ray next to Schwaz and said, when the electricity went out, Drex's containment unit lost power. Cut to Charlotte next to Henry and said, Drex is free? But cut to Ray and Schwaz, cut to Henry and Charlotte and said, but dude, you sent Jasper down there for your dumb vibrating soap. To Ray next to Schwaz and said, well, I had to, because you got the wrong batteries. Henry next to Charlotte and Ray said, why would anyone want their soap to vibrate? Ray next to Schwaz said, it tells my body dirt that I mean business. Cut to Charlotte in between them, Ray and Henry. And Charlotte said, guys, just go help Jasper. Henry said, oh, yeah, okay. And Ray said, on it. And tossed the soap and Charlotte caught it. And somehow Schwaz caught it as well. Cut to both of them going to the tubes. Both of them tapped their belt buckles. The tube was went down. And Henry and Ray said, down the tube! And they went down the tube. And somehow, that down the tube became a trend to how Danger Force became ever since then. So, fun fact, by the way. Back to the storage facility where Drex is tying up Jasper. He said, why am I always duct taped? And cut to Drex putting the duct tape on his mouth. And somehow Drex is getting everything ready. He's setting the time on the time portal. Sending a gun ready to fire in a couple of minutes. And so he's beeping. Drex said, ha 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 ha. And somehow he's beeping to go to the time portal and everything to shoot the time. Drex said, here we go. Yeah. And somehow we see Jasper, we see Drex, we see the two beams, the Drex was looking at the tubes went down, we see Henry and Ray and Henry go down the tubes, and the tubes went back up, And Harry checks on Jasper and said, Jasper! Cut to Jasper. And Ray was holding Henry back. Cut to both of them. Drax said, oh, look. Cut to Drax said, it's Ray and Henry. Cut to Ray said, you're not going anywhere, Drax. There's two of us and one of you. Drax said, oh, no. Then I guess you have to trap me here. Cut to all three of them. Cut to Drax going to the time portal. Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, the time trigger's time portal. And cut to Ray said, get away from that thing. And Drax said, no, I don't think I will. Ray said, Drax! And Ray said, get away from it! Drax said, no one controls me! Cut to all three of them arguing. He said, I don't play with you, I will end you! And cut to the tubes going down while they were arguing. Cut to Charlotte and Schwaz going down the tube. And cut to the tubes going up. And cut to all them three of them looking at them. Cut to Schwaz next to Charlotte said, hello, everyone. Cut to all of them arguing. Henry said, not now, Schwaz. Ray said, Schwaz. Cut to Drax said, shut up. Cut to Charlotte and Schwaz going down. Says, oh, my. And cut to Ray said, all of them said, Ray said, all right now. Cut to the time ready of that Saturn date of 1989. That's the fun fact that that's the day that Ray got desensitized when he was 8. But they don't know that yet, so, yeah. And looks like my ride's here. Well, this has been fun. Cut to Charlotte and Schwaz. Cut to Ray and Henry. See ya. Cut to him again. Is it some other time? Cut to Charlotte and Schwaz. And Charlotte said, no! And Henry's like, no, no, no. And somehow they tried to stop him, but he went to the portal and it was too late. And cut to all of them was being so mad. He's like, ah! Cut to Jasper being so upset. And the audience groaned. Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, he got away! Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, not for long. To Charlotte next to Schwaz said, yeah, you guys gotta go get him. Cut to Ray and said, come on, kid. Let's go back in time. Cut to Henry next to him and said, to fight some crime. Cut to Ray and said, you let me finish the rhyme. Cut to Henry said, sorry. Cut to Ray next to Henry said, now listen. Cut to Jasper said, while we're gone. Cut to both of them. Make sure that you protect this time portal. Cut to all of them. Cut to Ray and Henry again and said, and Henry said, and don't. Watch Dark Judge without us. Cut to them, go to the portal. Cut to Charlotte and Schwaz. Cut to Henry and Ray on their backsides. Cut to them charging at the portal. Said, ah, yeah! And they disappeared. Cut to Charlotte and Schwaz, and they were like, whoa. And cut to Charlotte said, whoa, okay. And Charlotte's like, cut to the gun, cut to that, like, saying, we would probably make sure that this thing stays in a while. And somehow the gun would put the time portal and it explodes. And somehow she got scared and Schwaz got scared and it's like, ah! And somehow Jasper got scared, so it was like, and he falls down. And somehow cut to the time portal being so broken. Cut to Schwaz and Charlotte, and that's about it. And the Henry Danger theme song comes on, and that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are three scenes involved in this. There's Swellview Park 1989, the Man Cave, and Swellview Tech University. We'll go to Swellview Park of 1989. The music playing, and we see here the carnival guys are, over here, look this way. And we see all types of people from the 1989, a couple of guys said, step right up and said, my root beer bottles. The finest root beer bottles in all of Swellview. Cut to a mom and a kid and said, hey, young man. Cut to the carnival guy and said, you want me to take a photograph of you with my root beer bottles? Cut to the little boy and said, I love that. Cut the carnival guy said, all right, just stand here. He was about to take a picture of the guys, and so he turned around to see this blue light, and the carnival guy saw it too. And the blue light grew bigger, and out came out Ray and Henry. And all of them were, like, in shock. Cut to Henry being so exhausted. Cut to Ray being just, like, flabbergasted. And the little boy said, whoa! Cut to the little boy said, how do you guys do that? Cut to Ray and Henry. Cut to the carnival guy said, I'll tell you how. They're witches. Witches, I tell you. And cut to the... Right next to Henry said, okay, all right, we're not witches. Cut to Henry said, not witches. Cut to the carnival guy and cut to Ray said, we're guys, so. To Henry said, right. I don't know why you thought the carnival guy blowing his whistle. He said, security, we got witches. Both of them cut to carnival guy running and said, witches. Cut to Ray and said, Come on, kid. We gotta go find Drex. Cut to Henry and say, yeah. But, dude? And he's looking around. Where are we? The future? Cut to all of the angles and said, or the past? To Rain said, I don't know. Let's see. Cut to what look in the sign said, looks like the 1950s. Cut to Rain said, looks like the 1970s. Look at the 1970s sign. Cut to Ray next to Henry and said, maybe. Cut to Henry next to him and said, but wait. Cut to one booth and said, that looks like the 1960s. Cut to Ray and said, oh my god. And he grabs Henry's shirt and said, what's going on, Henry? What is going on? And cut to the teenage boy with a teenage girl next to him. And cut to them. Both of them looking at them. Teenage boy said, Fodfest. Cut to Ray said, And somehow he let go of Henry's shirt. Henry dusted himself off. And they went to both of them and said, and Fodfest to you too. And Henry bows down and said, it's a good Fodfest. Teenage boy said, no. Cut to both of them and said, today is Fodfest. The festival of decades. Cut to Ray and Henry said, oh. He said, ah. Ray said, okay. Henry said, okay. And, cut to the teenage boy and the girl and cut to the Ray and Henry and said, what year is it actually? Cut to Ray next to him and said, yeah, I mean, it's like, what year is it like right now? The teenage boy next to the teenage girl and said, it's 1989. Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, Henry, 1989. And Ray said, I knew it's 1989. And Henry said, loved it. Cut to all of them. And Ray said, yeah, I loved it now. And Henry said, I love being here. And Ray said, good year that we're in. We're in the moment. Cut to both of them and cut to Henry and Ray and said, no, go on, get out of here. Ray said, yeah. Henry said, yeah, we got all we need from you. And cut to both of them walking away from them. Cut to them going their separate ways and said, and cut to Henry said, it's 1989 and we have no idea where. And cut to him tapping Henry's shoulder and say, there, look. And Henry turned around and we saw Drex with the snow cone. Cut to Henry and say, Drex! Cut to Henry and Rain said, how dare he buy a snow cone here in the past? Cut to Drex eating a snow cone. Cut to Henry said, jerk! Cut to Henry, Ray next to Henry and said, let's go get him. And Henry said, let's go. And they got interrupted by the carnival guy with some bodyguards. Carnival said, that's them! Cut to all of them said, there they are! Look, there they are! Right there. And Ray's not having it. He said, them, the witches. And you can see Henry's expression. He was not having it either. Cut to police officer number one and said, is that true? He said, you guys witches? Cut to Henry looking at them. looking at Ray, kind of looking at them again, and said, "No!" The police officer turned to my boy and said, "Well, this guy says you're witches." Cut to the carnival guy, cut to next to Henry and say, "Hey, look, will you explain the whole thing? Right behind those berry bushes." Cut to him looking at Henry, gave him a wink. Cut to police officer number one next to another one and said, "Okay, let's go talk behind the bushes." He said, "All right, let's go." Ray said, "Oh, okay, let's go." Ray said, you know, you guys got nothing to worry about. I don't even know any witches." Cut to the carnival guy, cut to both of them. "He's a little loco, if you ask me. Have you ever had a severe head injury?" I cut to them both knocking the officers out behind the bushes. Ray said, one of the police officers said, "Ah!" And the thud. And Ray said, "Okay, that's done." Ray said, "Feels good." And cut to both of them going out. And Henry, shifting his hair, of course. Ray said, "Now, come on. We gotta go take care of..." And he looked at Henry, looked at the other way where Drex was, Henry dusting himself off. But to look where Drex was, he was gone. He said, "Uh-oh." Cut to Henry's like, "Where's Drex?" Cut to both of them and announced it, "Security! All security to the berry bush area." And I was like, Cut to Henry having no choice. And Ray said, "Come on, we better get out of here." Cut to Henry said, "What about Drex?" Ray said, "We'll get Drex later. Let's go." Henry said, "Go? Go where, dude? It's 1989. No idea where we are." Ray said, "I know exactly where we can go. We can go to..." And Henry couldn't believe what he was saying. But Henry said something else and said, "Oh, my God." And he would go past Ray and said, Ray said, "What? What?" I cut to him looking at the big phone, taking away from the lady. And it's like, "Hey!" To him turning around to Ray and said, "Look how big phones were in the 80s. The woman said, "What the?" Cut to all of them. Cut to Ray not having his... "God dang it, Henry!" And he takes the phone away from Henry and just throws it, and cuts to the lady trying to get the phone back. Cut to Henry being scared. And the woman said, "Oh!" And Ray said, "Come on!" And cut to him dragging Henry where he was going. And that was it. And now it's cut back to the man cave. There's a man cave sequence. You gotta go through the store, through the fire breathing Jurassic Park, the dinosaur head, go through the through the elevator, got to go in the elevator, tap the button, go down, and there's the man cave. Man cave. Cut to was fixing the time portal. It was physically burned. Cut to Charlie going back and forth, and Ray just sitting there, and Jasper just sitting there. Cut to Schwaz says, "Oy, oy, oy." Cut to Charlie said, "Schwaz, will you hurry up and fix the time portal?" Cut to Jasper said, "Dang, girl, why are you stressing?" Charlie said, "I'm stressing." Cut to her said, "Because if you can't fix it, we may never see Ray or Henry ever again." Cut to Jasper said, "If that happens, can I sleep in Captain Man's bed?" And the electric buzzing. And Schwaz says, "Okay," pressing a few buttons. And the time portal doesn't work. And Schwaz says, "Okay." Cut to Charlotte said, "Can you fix the time portal?" Cut to Schwaz saying, "Yes and no." Cut to all of them. Cut to Jasper and saying, "Well?" Charlotte said, "What is it?" Schwaz says, "No." Cut to both of them. Cut to Schwaz says, "I mean, I could if we had a little bit of zeranium. Cut to Jasper and said, "Uh-uh, no way." Cut to him standing up and said, "Promise my mom I wouldn't try any of that stuff till I get to college." If you know, it's not reference, that's a freaking joke. Cut to Charlotte being confused and Schwaz being confused. Cut to Schwaz next to Charlotte and said, "No." He said, "See," he said, "zeranium is a powerful radioactive substance. and it's against the law to have in America. Country Justice, oh, okay. I'm gonna look at this uranium. Cutter Schwartz said, yeah, I don't care. Cutter Jasper looking it up. Cutter Charlotte next to Schwartz said, why do you need stuff that's illegal and radioactive to fix the time portal? Schwartz next to her and said, because for time travel, you need lots and lots of energy. And zeradium is extremely powerful. Cutter Charlotte said, then go get some. Schwartz next to Charlotte said, ugh, how do you expect me to get zeradium? I said, You want us to go to Radioactive Shack and ask the stupid person at customer service, yo, man, where's the zeradium at? Cut to all of them, cut to Charlotte being annoyed, as always. Cut to Jasper said, hey, listen to this news story from 6 years ago. Cut to both of them going towards Jasper. Swartz says, yeah, okay. Cut to Jasper said, toy company Jasbro has a recall of its popular doll, Glowy Zoe, after investigation revealed that the doll's bright glow was powered by radioactive zeranium. Cut to Charlotte next to Schwartz and said, so? Jasper said, so, Piper has a Glowy Zoe doll. To all three of them, Schwartz says, Henley's sister? Jasper said, yeah. Cut to Jasper said, the government tried to take it from her, so she buried it in her backyard. Cut to Charlotte next to Schwartz said, do you think you could find the doll again in Henry's backyard? Jasper said, sure. But Piper's not going to let us take it. Cut to him go sitting back down. Cut to Charlotte next to Schwartz and said, Schwartz says, why not? Jasper said, because she's mean. And it's cut to Swellview Tech University. And we got... And Ray said, 1989. Cut to them in the college halls. And he said, we belong in the college dorm life. Room life. And some tried to high-five some people, but they got scared and walked away. Am I right? Ray said, see ya in the quad. And he said, what's up, bro? Ray said, freshman 15, no shame in that. Cut to Henry turning around and said, awesome. Cut to him looking, Ray said, awesome. Cut to both of them going to the dorm room. And Ray's like, all right, okay. Looks like this is his dorm room. So be cool. Cut to Henry said, I'm always cool. And Henry goes to the door, knocks on the door, and somehow his clipboard just fell down. And Ray's like, ah. And Henry goes back. And Henry's like, sorry. And he puts his hands in his pockets. And somehow the 1989 version of Schwartz just comes out. Yeah. What you guys need? Cut to Henry and Schwartz looking at him. And he said, whoa. He was like, Schwartz. Nice. Cut to the 1989 version of Schwartz and back to them. He said, nice hair. 1989 Schwartz said, how do you know my name? Cut to all three of them. Mary said, because. And he said, look. Cut to both of them. He said, can we come in for a second? Mary said, yeah. We really need to talk to you. And cut to 1989 Schwartz said, no. I don't know you guys. Cut to all three of them. He said, okay, we're just going to come in. 1989 Schwartz said, hey. And cut to Ray and Schwartz trying to drag him in. He's like, no, get him in. While they were getting 1989 version of Schwartz to get in, because of two of the college students looking, he's like, nothing to see here. Henry said, but buddies from high school. He said, yeah, we're cool. It's all good. And somehow Henry got Schwartz's stuff. And he goes to the college room door, and he closes it, and that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. There are two scenes involved in this, 1989 Schwartz's college dorm room and Henry's house. Cut to all three of them, cut to Ray said, It's true. And I said, we're from the future. Cut to 1989. Schwartz says, poppycock. Cut to all two of them not having it. Cut to Henry said, in the future, Schwartz. All three of them, we're all friends. DeRay said, co-workers? But we do know everything about you. Cut to 1989. Schwartz says, okay then. Cut to all of them and cut to him again and said, what's my favorite snack? Cut to both of them and Ray said, worms. Cut to him again and said, 1989 Schwartz says, okay. What's my sister's name? Ray said, Winnie. Cut to 1989 Schwartz said, and what does she look like? And Henry said, a horse. It cut to him being in shock. Cut to all three of them, Henry crossing his arms. And he gets up, goes to one side, said, okay. Cut to him and is like, ah. And he turned around and he said, 1989 Schwartz says, what do I have on my bottom? Cut to both of them, Ray said, a birthmark. Cut to 1989 Schwartz says, in the shape of. And Henry said, back to them and said, Henry said, Florida. Mm-hmm. 1989 Schwartz said, which is next to? And cut to Ray said, a mole. To him, 1989 Schwartz says, in the shape of. Henry next to Jack Ray and said, Japan. Mm-hmm. To 1989 Schwartz says, aye. Cut to all three of them. Cut to him and say, you guys, you really are from the future. Mm-hmm. Cut to him touching Ray and Henry said, I know. And he said, we told you. And now it's back to the present, which is Henry's house. They cut to the present day Schwartz with Jasper and Charlotte. Back in the kitchen, done digging for the day. And cut to Arlen and said, you said you know where Piper's doll was buried. Cut to Jasper said, I know. I was just wrong and it's such a bad thing. Cut to Schwartz and cut to Jasper said, to be wrong? Schwartz says, what's good about stupid information? Cut to Jasper and cut to him again and said, ooh, good. Then I mustard. Cut to Jasper said, why are you going to put mustard on? And cut to Schwartz squeezing and putting it in his mouth. And Josh was like, ew. And cut to Piper coming in the house. Cut to Jasper and Schwartz. Schwartz's like, Piper's here. Cut to Schwartz taking cover while Jasper and Charlotte coming in with Piper's in there. Schwartz's like, oh, hey, Piper. Jasper says, oh, look, it's Piper. Cut to Piper putting her backpack down. Said, you guys are standing in my kitchen. Cut to Charlotte and Jasper said, and you're filthy. Piper again said, and you're holding shovels. Cut to Jasper and Charlotte, and Jasper said, well, sure. Charlotte said, because we're rehearsing for a play. Cut to Piper said, uh-huh, a play. Cut to both of them, Charlotte and Jasper, and said, theater, nice. Cut to Jasper said, you should probably leave next to Charlotte. Piper said, ugh. He said, where's Henry? Cut to Schwartz hiding with his mustard. Cut to Charlotte and Jasper said, exactly. Jasper said, right? Cut to Jasper and said, okay. He said, your lies are boring me. And I need you guys to get out of here. Cut to Schwartz trying to crawl through the other corner. Schwartz said, aw, why? Schwartz said, don't be like that. Schwartz said, just let us stay and rehearse. Piper said, no. I'm expecting an important phone call from this guy in my class who's friends with Josh Larkin. Cut to Schwartz crawling to the corner. Cut to Charlotte next to Jasper said, Cut to Jasper next to her and said, who's Josh Larkin? So Piper said, He's the new boy in my school who's smart, super sweet, and he talked to me at lunch today. Cut to Jasper next to Charlotte and said, wait. Did you say Josh Larkin? Sure, I said, like Josh Larkin? Country Jasper coming, standing up and said, yeah. Why? Toby said, because he was just here. Schwaz crawling over. Jasper said, yeah, because he was just here. Schwaz said, yeah, like 10 minutes ago. Jasper said, what? He said, no, he wasn't here. Country Schwaz next to Jasper said, yeah, he was here. Jasper said, he was standing in that doorway. He said, and you know, cut to Piper, cut to both of them. He said, just ding dong. Cut to Piper said, okay. What did he look like? Jasper said, next to Charlotte said, like, whoa. Cut to Piper said, what color was his hair? Cut to Charlotte next to Jasper said, oh, like brown, brownish. Jasper said, light, medium. Charlotte said, medium brown. Cut to Piper, cut to both of them again. Jasper said, brownish. Charlotte's like, not too light. Jasper said, not too dark. Cut to Piper and said, like, brown hair? Cut to both of them. And Charlotte said, yeah, pretty much. Jasper's like, totally. And he said he was new at your school. Cut to Piper said, he is. Cut to both of them. Cut to Piper said, wait, why did he come here? What did he say? Cut to Jasper next to Charlotte and said, he said that he wanted to hang out with you. And cut to Piper said, cut to Jasper and next to Charlotte next to Jasper said, so we told him to come back in about an hour. Cut to Piper said, what? She said, I gotta go take a shower. Cut to her running around the room and going up the stairs. Jasper said, yeah, go take a nice long shower. To the both of them, Jasper said, you'll be impressed. Make sure that water's okay. Cut to Piper going up the stairs. And cut to Oz. And Jasper's like, don't even worry about us. I cut back to the dorm room. Cut to Henry just sitting in the corner, chips and a drink. 1981, Schwann is steaming his pants, and Schwann and Ray's going back and forth. 1989, Schwaz says, whoa! And then what happens? Cut to Ray and said, and then! So Henry just with chips and a drink, cut to Ray and said, and Drex jumped into the time portal. So Henry and I followed him through, and that's how we were here to 1989. 1989, Schwaz says, oh. Cut to Henry said, hey, I got a question for Schwaz. 1989, Schwaz says, yes. To Henry said, what are you doing to your underwear, dude? Cut to 1989, Schwaz says, I'm steaming them. Cut to Ray in the corner thinking and said, but why? To 1989, Schwaz says, to get the wrinkles out. Cut to all three of them. And cut to Ray said, not that, Schwaz. He said, I'm not talking about your college panties. Cut to Henry being confused. Cut to Ray next to him and said, we gotta know why Drex came here to 1989. Cut to Henry said, maybe he just picked a random time and place. To all of them, Ray said, nah, I know Drex. To Ray said, he picked 1989 for some reason. There's got to be something about today. Cut to all of them, and the door knocks, and Ray just turned around and got in shock. Cut to a guy named Jim with his kid. Jim said, hey, Schwaz, everything okay in here? Cut to both of them just sitting in the corner. 1989 Schwaz says, oh, yeah. I'm just steaming my underpants. Cut to Jim next to his kid and said, ah, smart. Cut to the both of them being confused. Ray looking at Henry and looking back at him. Cut to 1981. Schwaz says, guys, this is my friend Yim from Kappa Security. Cut to Ray next said, Yim. Henry cheers his drink and said, sup, Yim. To Jim next to his son and said, it's Jim. I'm Jim. Cut to 1989, Schwaz said, so, Yim, said, cut to him and his kid, cut to that Schwaz and said, who's this? Cut to Jim and said, oh, this is my son, Pongo. Cut to the kid. Cut to both of them and said, today's National Take Your Kid to Work Day. It cuts her. Ray noticing it all of a sudden. Cuts her hand just sitting there. Pongo said, next to Jim said, I want to go to the zoo. To Jim said, no zoo. Cuts to Ray again, thinking next to Henry. Pongo said, but Jim said, go get in the van. He's like, ugh. Cut to both Henry and Ray. Cut to Jim and said, you all stay safe now. Cut to 19, why Schwartz said, okay. Cut to Ray next to Henry and said, Ray said, thank you. He said, probably shouldn't tell your yell at your kid like that. Cut to all of them. Cut to 1989, Schwartz. Ah, my favorite commercial. Cut to him going past Henry. Turn the TV on. Have you guys seen this one? Cut to him next to Ray. Landing commercial and said, where's the beef? Cut to 1981, Schwartz next to Ray. Said, bah! Cut to Henry being confused. Cut back to the both of them and said, she never knows where the beef is. And cut to Ray, so irritated, said, turn that off! Cut to 1981, Schwartz and said, aye! Cut to all three of them. 1989, Landing commercial said, where's the beef? And he turned it off. Cut to Henry said, Ray? Cut to him standing up, going towards Ray and said, what's going on in your head? Cut to Ray next to Henry said, that guy. That guy. He said it was take your kid to work day. Henry next to him said, yeah, so? Henry said, so? And he realized and it was like, oh my God. Henry was like, what? What? And cut to Ray said, my dad takes me to work today. Cut to 1989, Schwartz and back to them saying, young me, 8-year-old me. My dad take me to Glass Tech for take your kid to work day. And then he grabs Henry's arms and said, Henry, this is the day that I become indestructible. I was like, don't you see? Cut to Henry's freaking out saying, yes, sorta, no. Cut to Ray and said, that's why Drex came here. He's gonna try to stop me from going to work with my dad so I don't get densitized. Cut to Schwartz and both of them when they realized it. Cut to Henry realizing it too and said, so you don't become indestructible. Cut to Ray and said, which means no Captain Man. And Henry said, no Kid Danger. Cut to Ray said, we gotta stop Drex. Cut to Henry said, okay, let's go. Let's go. Cut to them bolting out the door. Henry closing the door behind him. 1989 Schwartz just stopped there while he was running towards it while it closed. Cut to him. Cut to Ray and Henry coming back to open the door. And Ray said, we don't have a car. And Henry said, or a bike. Ray said, can you give us a ride? So Henry said, and we are still pretty hungry. And Ray said, if we could borrow like $20. Cut to Henry said, where is the beef? And he looked all the way around and he cut back to looking at 1989 Schwartz. Cut to all three of them. And the sign said, to be continued pops up. And that's about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 7, season 4 of Henry Danger, Back to the Danger, part 1. Wow, wow, wow. Now Ray realized why that date was so important. That's the day when he became indestructible and became a superhero. And became Captain Man today. So, that's why Drex is trying to stop him from... There's no Captain Man or Kid Danger. So that is not good. But, yeah, so this part one of this episode was amazing. I gotta give it a 10 out of 10. It's because the suspense was there. And I'm so excited to see the conclusion to this Back to the Danger stuff. And it's gonna be good. It's gonna be amazing. And I loved it so much. And this episode was amazing. I give it a 10 out of 10. So next week is part two. So stay tuned to that. And it's gonna be amazing. So hold on tight to that. And I loved it so much. Give it a 10 out of 10. Great job. And I'm so excited for part 2 next week. So it's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. Okay, so next segment is Song of the Week. So I stay tuned for that. And I hope you like the segment as much as I do. Because my tastes for music are important. So, yeah. So the segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics. Like, this week is my birthday, and this Wednesday is my birthday, which I turn 30 years old tomorrow. I am so excited, so I cannot wait to turn 30 this year. I never thought that being, like, 30 was kind of, like, a big deal. And when I hit my 20s, like, I don't see what the point is from turning 20. But when I hit my 30s, I'm like, whoa. It's starting to get real serious. But, yeah, so this is kind of like a birthday podcast to you guys. And just not just to celebrate me, but you guys as well. You guys are part of my life as well. So we can all celebrate together. And to celebrate me and my 30 years around this earth. And I cannot wait to see where my 30s are going to take me. I'm so excited, and I hope that you guys are just, like, the best fans in the world. So I just want to say thank you, and this is a dedication to me and to you guys. So happy 30th birthday to me, and I can't wait to see what my future in my 30s is going to take me. So let's go. I'm excited, and I cannot wait for it. And my favorite movie, Don't Worry Darling, is going to be hitting theaters this Friday. And Harry Styles is going to kill the performance, as he always does. And I'm going to get a ticket. I'm going to get my Harry Styles t-shirt on, because I'm going to get my tickets for this weekend. Or maybe the other weeks, but I don't know. I don't know when. But Harry Styles is good for what he does, but he's not just a singer. He's a great actor for what he does. And it's awesome and amazing. So I'm going to get my Harry Styles t-shirt and make sure I get my tickets to see Don't Worry Darling. States theaters this Friday. Lawrence Pugh is in there as well, so it's gonna be good, and it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be fun, and I cannot wait to see this movie. So I'm a huge fangirl of Harry Styles, so why not to that? And make sure you go get your tickets for this Friday, and let me know, for you all you Harry Styles fans out there, if you want to see this movie. And it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be unique, and it's gonna be cool. So cannot wait for this movie, and I cannot wait to see Harry Styles in it. So it's gonna be fabulous and amazing. And I recapped episode 7, season 4 of Henry Danger, Back to the Danger, part 1. That's right. Drex is trying to stop little Captain Man from being densitized, and that is not good. So that's why they travel to 1989 to make that happen and stop the Captain Man and Kid Danger, Ray and Henry, to stop it. Will they stop it? You gotta tune into next week to find out. But this two-parter is gonna be awesome and off the chain. And it's getting good so far, so I give this a 10 out of 10, which, again, there's been, like decades references in this episode, and it's awesome, it's amazing. And Henry's face when he saw the big phone, I was like, same. But, yeah, and it was just so awesome, this episode, for the first part. But make sure you turn into next week, because the second part is going to be dope and off the hook. And, yeah, this episode was fun, but I cannot wait to see what the next part is going to bring to Back to the Danger. So let's go. I'm pumped. I'm excited. And, yeah, this episode was great overall, and I hope you guys liked it as well. So, part 2 next week. It's going to be great. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys. And that theme is Justin Bieber. I've been a fan of Justin Bieber for 12 years, guys. You heard me. 12. And it's awesome. And it's amazing for what he does. And it gets, like, better and better, like, every single time he does music. And my heart goes out to him through this difficult time. And he's awesome and amazing for what he does. And Justin Bieber got me through middle school and high school. And his music really just changed me throughout the time. And his sound got even cooler and different, which I've last seen him. But this new sound of Justin, I freaking love it. It's awesome. It is amazing. And yeah, so I cannot wait to see what Justin can bring to the table when he's well, even though that the tour is canceled. But I'm afraid I'm going to get my money back. But either ways, Justin, I hope you feel better. My thoughts and prayers are with you, since I am your biggest fan. And I cannot wait to see what you do next. And I hope you get well soon. And if you do go back on tour, I'm always waiting. So let's go. I'm excited. I'm pumped. And yeah, it's going to be off the chain, my guy. So I love you. I hope you and Haley are doing well. And we're going to be celebrating you. So let's go. I'm excited. And I cannot wait to see what you have in store for us. So I love you, Justin. And I hope you get well. So, yeah, so this is the third song that I chose from his Justice album, and it's called Anyone. I thought this dedication song was so cute. It's dedicated to his wife, Miss Hailey Bieber, and I just can't. It's so cute the way that he dedicated this to her, and it's And fun fact, she was in the music video as well. So there you go. But yeah, so it was awesome. It was amazing. If you've seen the music video to this, him boxing and everything in Shindig, and without the tattoos, like CGI'd, it was kind of different not to see him on the tattoos for a very long time since he was a little kid. But yeah, this song is awesome. It's amazing. And if you haven't heard it yet, it's a cute dedication to Haley, and it's awesome. It's amazing. It's adorable. And you know how Justin is. You know how it goes. He loves his lovey-dovey. And yeah, I loved it so much, and I hope you like the song as much as I do. It's awesome. It's amazing, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. So, yeah. So, Beliebers, if you're a fan of Justin Bieber, and if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber's music, and you love Justin in particular, make sure you turn on the speaker on your device, and you can dance along, hear along, and sing along. Because if it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So this is the third song from I chose from his album, Justice, and it's called Anyone. So, yeah. So let's turn this music up, and let's get this party started. Shall we?
Dance with me under the diamonds. See me like breath in the cold. Sleep with me here in the silence. Come kiss me silver and gold. You say that I won't lose you, but you can't predict the future. So just hold on like you will never let go. Yeah, if you ever move on without me, I need to make sure you know that you are the only one I'll ever love.
I gotta tell you.
It's just so dang cute. I can't. I just, the way he dedicated to his wife Haley like that, I just like, oh my god, it's just, I can't. Is there anything that Justin Bieber can't do? This song is amazing. And this album, when I first heard it, I was like, oh my god, this song is amazing. The video was amazing. Everything is great. And Justin, you are... I have no words. This is just one of my favorite songs from the album. And oh my god, it's just awesome and amazing. And nice dedication to Haley as well. It was just so cute, lovey-dovey. It was amazing. And yeah, so if you're a fan of Justin Bieber, go put this on your playlist. You're never going to be disappointed. And dedicate this song to the love of your life. And it's just awesome. It's amazing. Make sure you go and check out the video as well. I love the dedication to this video. And it was awesome. It's amazing. And I can't wait to see what Justin can do on the table. I love it so much. It's awesome. It's good. And yeah, I'm just happy that the song. So go put this on your playlist. Look at the video. I guarantee it that much. And yeah, and that's all I can say. Chef's kiss. I loved it so much. So, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2022, and if you want to do it safely, and if you want to get to know some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, make sure you go to the Mouse Chat podcast. My niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. So again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she also has a podcast, and it's called Kamina Tea. She recaps movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. So, yeah, again, if you're into movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, to the Kamina T podcast. I love this woman so much. She's been a Man fan since the very beginning. And if you want to hear what topics that we did in the past, or it's past, or what season one episodes of Danger Force that we did in the past, or what songs we did of the week, make sure you go find Kamina Tea in the description of my podcast. I just love this woman so much. I love this woman since the very beginning, and I'm glad that I followed her on Instagram. And she is awesome. She is amazing. And I cannot wait to see what she does in the future. She is awesome. She is amazing. Kamina, girl, I love you, and I hope you have a very fantastic week. So, yeah. So make sure you go and give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can follow this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And also, if you want to check out this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the Man fans know around the world that they're bored out of their minds or just don't know what to do with their lives or just want to get anything better or anything in between. Or if you want Henry Danger or Danger Force Entertainment, which is the HDU and the Henry Danger Universe. And I am your girl for that. Also, if you want to follow my social media platforms as well, go to miss.holland1992. You can follow me over there. That's my personal account, personal me only. And I'm very excited for you to follow me there. So if you haven't followed me yet, go to that account. That would be great on Instagram. And yeah. And also, make sure you go follow my Marilyn Susan account as well. I do all reviews for all TV shows from Disney Plus, which is Marvel, Star Wars, DC for HBO, everything in between. And make sure you don't have to follow my opinion, so it doesn't matter. Make sure if you have a certain movie, I recap it, review it all. So make sure you go follow that account as well. That would be really, really great to me. And yeah. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter as well, go to miss.norman1992 for that as well. I do reviews on episodes, which is Marvel, Star Wars, anything. Like, I review Carly on Carly episodes as well. So make sure you go follow. And also, I brag about the cutest person in the entire world, Jace Norman. I cannot love that guy. So make sure you go follow my Twitter account. That would be really, really great. And, yeah. So, if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. To miss.holland1992 if you're following me on Instagram, or if you're following me on Twitter, which is Mrs. Norman1992, just click on the link on my in the bio. Click on the link, it will take you right to the podcast page. Make sure all the episodes are there. But if you find a podcast provider page, click on the podcast provider you're subscribed to, and boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So to all the people who are new here, welcome. I'm your host, Meryl Negron, and I recap Danger and Danger Force, which is the HGU, which is also known as the Henry Danger Universe. And I want to make sure you're having a good time with me. And make sure, if you don't have cable, this is a great place to be. And if you don't know what Henry Danger is, you're more than welcome. So sit back, relax, enjoy me, and I hope you like this podcast. So enjoy the ride, and I hope you're making yourself comfortable. So that's my job. So, yeah. And also, for the returning followers who listen to me, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for 2 years. I never thought I could do this during quarantine. And without you guys, I wouldn't have done this since day one. So I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Just getting started. I'm not going to stop until every single Henry Danger or Danger Force episode is dropped on this podcast. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you. And thank you for making me feel special. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you who took the time to listen to my episodes each and every single day. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to that. It means a lot to me. And we're only getting started. So let's go. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what this podcast does in the future. And I cannot wait for it. So have a nice ride. Enjoy it while it lasts. And yeah, I love you guys so much. And I hope you enjoy it like I do. So yeah, love you guys so much. Love you infinity. So, yeah. So I gotta go enjoy this week, but I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. When you're from across the pond or from the United States, it means a lot to me, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and it means a lot to me. So, hoping you're having a great, fantastic week. I love you guys so much, and, yeah, that's about it. Oh. And also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye!